शरवर्षैर्महाभीमैर् भीमाक्षीं तं महासुरः छादयामास चक्रैश्च मुण्डः क्षिप्तैः सहस्रशः। तानि चक्राण्यनेकानि विषमानानि तन्मुखम् तानि चक्राण्यनेकानि विषमानानि तन्मुखम् बहुर्यथार्कबिम्बानि सुबहूनि घनोदरम् तानि चक्राणि अनेकानि विषमानानि तन्मुखम् बभुः यथा अर्कबिम्बानि सुबहूनि घनोदरम्। नौ यू टेक् द वर्ड् तन्मुखम्, द लास्ट् वर्ड् तन्मुखम्, that devi's mukham, that face of devi. Tanmukham means tasyaha mukham, tanmukham tasyaha mukham, the face of devi. Vishamanani tani anekani chakrani. First let us understand ghanodaram. Ghanodaram means sky, space. The sky is called ghanodaram. Know why? Ghanaha means cloud, udaram means stomach. So that which has many clouds, the cloudy sky is always called ghanodaram. Ghanodaram is cloudy sky. In the cloudy sky, subahuni means innumerable, many, countless. Arkabimbani means rays of sun. Bimbam means ray of sun. Arkabimbani means surya bimbani, rays of sun. Babuhu. See, in Devi's face, tanmukham means tasyaha mukhe. In Devi's face, anekani chakrani, countless, the weapons of discs, anekani chakrani, countless, chakrayudhani means the weapons in terms of discs. They were vishamanani entering. So anekani chakrani, those countless weapons in the form of discs, vishamanani, okay, entering into the Devi's face. They were shining like the rays of sun, countless rays of sun shining in the sky, cloudy sky. So just as rays of sun shine in the cloudy sky, so also those, that is how it looked. All the weapons, countless weapons in the form of chakrams, discs, entering into Devi's face, shown like the rays of sun in the sky. That is the meaning. Tani chakrani anekani vishamanani tanmukham. So those tani anekani chakrani, countless weapons in the form of discs, chakrani, entering into vishamanani, entering into Devi's face, shown babuhu means Babuhu, they were like Arkabimbani, like rays of light. Subahuni Arkabimbani, countless rays of light in the sky, the cloudy skies. Ghanodaram. Okay, that's all the meaning. Next. Tato jahasa tirusha bhimam bhairavanadini. Tato jahasa tirusha bhimam bhairavanadini. Kali karala vatrantar durdarsha dashano jwala. Tato jahasa tirusha bhimam bhairavanadini. Kali karala vatrantar durdarsha dashano jwala. So tataha, then, tataha means thereafter, tataha also means then, thereafter. Bhairava Nadini means she who is of frightening sound, frightening noise. Bhairavam, Bhairava Nadaha Yasyaha, sa Bhairava Nadini. Nadaha means sound, noise. Bhairava Nadini, she who is of frightening sound. Bhayankaramana Shabdattai Udayaval, Bhayankara Nadini. Karala Vaktranta, Karala Vaktra, Antaha, Durdarsha, Dashana Ujwala. Description of Devi. First, number one description is what? Bhayankara Bhairava Nadini. Then, Karala Vaktra Antaha, Durdarsha, Dashana Ujwala. Ujwala means she who is shining. She who is shining with invisible teeth. See, dashana means teeth. Dashanaha, dashanam means tooth. Dashana should take it as teeth here. Dashana ujwala. Ujwala shines. Valangahiraval. Dashana ujwala means she who shines with the teeth. Which type of teeth? Durdarsha. Invisible. Invisible teeth. Not invisible. Difficult to see. Frightening teeth. So she literally, it means Durdarsha means invisible. But here we are not to invisible. And she who is shining with the frightening teeth. She who is shining with the frightening teeth. Inside her frightening mouth. Karala means fierce. Frightening. Vaktram, mouth. Karala vaktra antaha. Inside the her frightening fierce mouth. She is having what now? Durdarsha dashana. Frightening teeth. So she who is shining with the frightening teeth inside her frightening mouth is called Karala Bhaktra Antaha Durdarsha Dashana Ujwala. Bayankaramana Vayinul. பார்ப்பதற்கு பயங்கரமான பற்களால் விளங்குகிறவள். That is all for imagination. Okay? கரால வக்த்ர அந்த வக்த்ரம் மவுத். கரால வக்த்ர அந்த துர்தர்ஷ தசன உஜ்வலா. நெக்ஸ்ட் காளி. ஹூ இஸ் காளி தேவி? ஹூ அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் டைம் ஃபேக்டர். Atirusha means destructive time factor. Time factor can be associated with everything. progressive time factor, destructive time factor, you know, creative time factor, but here destructive time factor. Kali, that who is no destructive, the personification of destructive time factor. Atirusha, Rusha means angrily. Rush means anger. Rusha with anger, in anger, with anger, or Atirusha, very angrily. Bhimam Jahasa. Bhimam means Jahasa. Jahasa means she laughed aloud, frighteningly. She laughed aloud, frighteningly. That's the meaning. பயங்கரமாக உறக்க சிரித்தாள். That is the meaning. Is that you know, the rakshasas? You must remember all Tamil movies, huh? How Ravana laughs. He never laughs, smile. Always ha ha ha. That is the meaning of Jahasa means she Devi laughed frighteningly. பயங்கரமாக சிரித்தாள், உறக்க சிரித்தாள். விச்ச தேவி, பைரவ நாதினி, கராலவக்ர அந்தர்தர்ஷ தர்ஷன உஜ்வலா, காளி, அதிருஷா, பீமம் ஜஹாச. பீமம் ஜஹாச, பீமம் மீன்ஸ் அட்வர்ப் ஹியர், நாட் த வேர்ட் பீமா. ஓகே, பீமம் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் அட்வர்ப். ஃப்ரைட்டனிங்லி ஷி லாஃப்ட். ஹூ? The Devi of frightening noise, and Devi who was shining with the frightening teeth inside the frightening mouth, and Devi who was personification of the destructive time factor, angrily, frighteningly laughed aloud. This is the literal meaning. Okay, next. Uthaya cha mahasimham தேவி சண்டமதாவத. உத்தாய ச மகாசிம்ஹம் தேவி சண்டமதாவத். கிரஹீத்வா சாஸ்ய கேசேஷு சிரஸ்தேனாசினாச்சினத். உத்தாய ச மகாசிம்ஹம் தேவி சண்டமதாவத். கிரஹீத்வா சாஸ்ய கேசேஷு சிரஸ்தேனாசினாச்சினத். உத்தாய ச மகாசிம்ஹம் தேவி சண்டமதாவத். கிரஹீத்வா சாஸ்ய கேசேஷு சிரஸ்தேனாசினாச்சினத். நவ் தேவி மகாசிம்ஹம் உத்தாய, சரி மகாசிம் நாட் ஹம், சரி. See, Uttaya cha mahasimham means Uttaya cha mahasim, maha asihi. Please make a note, maha asihi means big sword, big knife. Maha asihi, big knife, big sword. Uttaya, having taken big sword, Devi, what did she do? Hum, he said this, hum, making noise as hum. Hum, or kai patra, we say now, hum, let me see what is going to happen. That's what this, that is the meaning, okay, hum. So, making noise, hum, as hum, chandam adhavata. She ran towards Chanda. So Devi, Maha Asim Uttaya. Means what? Maha Asim, one word. Don't break it. For your sake, I broke it. Maha Asihi means knife or sword. Maha Asim, Maha Asim Uttaya. Eduthukkund. Having lifted, taken the big sword, making the noise, hmm. Chandam Adhavata ran towards Chanda. Cha, and asya keseshu grihitva, holding him asya keseshu grihitva. Holding him with hair. Mudil pidit. Keseshu grihitva. Tena asina. Shiraha achinat. With that knife, sword, she cut his head. Holding his head, holding him by hair, she cut his neck. Head, not neck. She cut his head. Tena asina. By that knife, by that sword, she cut his head. Shiraha achinat. Chinati cuts. Achinat, she cut. Past tense. Then, athamundo bhyadavattam drishtva chandam nipatitam. Athamundobhyadhavattam drishtva chandam nipatitam tamapyapatayadbhumo sakhadgabhihatam rusha tamapyapatayadbhumo sakhadgabhihatam rusha. Atha, then mundaha, the Mundasara, the demon called Munda, Chandam Nipatitam Drishtva. Drishtva, having seen Chanda being felled. Atha, then Mundaha, the Mundasara, Chandam Drishtva, Nipatitam Drishtva, seeing, Drishtva, having seen or seeing Chanda being felled, Nipatitam Drishtva. Tam Abhyadavat. Munda ran towards Devi. Tam Abhyadavat. Means Munda ran towards Devi, seeing Chanda being felled. What happened? Saw, it is full stop. Abhyadavatu full stop. Next sentence. Saw that Devi, Kalika Devi, Kali Devi, Rusha, angrily, Tamapi Khadga Abhihatam, Khadga Abhihatam, Bhumo Apatayate. Then Devi, in anger, felled him also, cutting him with the knife. Tamapi avanayum khadga abhihatam. Cleaving him with her knife or sword, she felled him on the floor. Bhumau apatayatu. Bhumile vayachedal. Vitinal. Bhumau apatayatu. Tamapi khadga abhihatam, him also. Khadga abhihatam, khadgaha means sword again. Khadga abhihatam, cleaving him, cutting him with sword or knife. Bhumo apatayate, she felled him on the floor. Is it clear? Atha mundaha chandam nipatitam drishtva Tam Abhyadavat, full stop. Sa Devi, Devi is implied. Rusha, in anger, Tamapi Avanayum, Khadga Abhihatam, cutting him in with this sword. Bhumau Apatayat, filled him on the floor. Okay. Hatasesham Tatasainyam, Drishtva Chandam Nipatitam. Hatasesham tatasainyam drishtva chandam nipatitam mundanchasu mahavīryam disho bheje bhayaturam. Hatasesham tatasainyam drishtva chandam nipatitam ಮುಂಡಂಚ ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ದಿಶೋ ಭೇಜೆ ಭಯಾತುರಂ ಹತಶೇಷಂ ತತಃ ಸೈನ್ಯಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಚಂಡಂ ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ಮುಂಡಂಚ ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ದಿಶೋ ಭೇಜೆ ಭಯಾತುರಂ. ಹತಶೇಷಂ, ಹತಶೇಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ. ಹತಶೇಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ರಿಮೈನ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ವಿಚ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಸೈನ್ಯಂ ಚಂಡಂ, ಹತಶೇಷಂ ಸೈನ್ಯಂ, ಸೈನ್ಯಂ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ, ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ. ಶೇಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಚಂಡಂ ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ಮುಂಡಂ ಚ ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಚಂಡ ಅಂಡ್ ಮುಂಡ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫೆಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ಚ ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ಸೀ ದ ಚಂಡ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಫೆಲ್ಡ್ ಮುಂಡ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಭಯಾತುರಂ ಬೈ ಫಿಯರ್. ಆತುರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಭಯಾತುರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಫಿಯರ್. ದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ. ಹತಶೇಷಂ ತತಃ ಸೈನ್ಯಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ಚಂಡಂ ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ಮುಂಡಂ ಚ ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ದಿಶೋ ಭೇಜೆ ಭಯಾತುರಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೀನ್ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ ಸೈನ್ಯಂ, ಹತಶೇಷಂ ಸೈನ್ಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ remaining rest of the army after, okay, rest of the army, the remaining rest of the army, unkilled army people. Chandam sumahaviryam mundam cha, having seen chanda and the great demon munda, nipatitam being felled, tataha thereafter bhayaturam afflicted by fear, dishaha beje means they reached different directions, pala dikkugalil odi marindanar, that is the meaning. They disappeared in different directions. Why? They were afflicted by fear. They are simple people. The leaders were felled, chanda and munda were felled. Seeing their leaders chanda and munda, both of them being felled, so chandam ಸುಮಹಾವೀರ್ಯಂ ಮುಂಡಂ ಚ ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ, ನಿಪಾತಿತಂ ವೀಳ್ತಪಟ್ಟದೇ ಪಾರ್ತ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಮ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫೆಲ್ಡ್, ತತಃ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಭಯಾತುರಂ ದಿಶಃ ಭೇಜೆ, ಇಟ್ ರೀಚ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಿಸಪಿಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ವೈ? ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಫಿಯರ್. Bhayatam. See, the word is in singular because it means the entire army. That's why sainyam. Sainyam means the people, the soldiers of the army. Okay. Hatasesham tatat sainyam dishtva chandam nipatitam mundancha sumahavidyam disho bheje bhayaturam. Next verse. Shiras chandasya kali cha grihitva mundamevacha. ಪ್ರಾಹ ಪ್ರಚಂಡಾಟ್ಟಹಾಸ ಮಿಶ್ರಮಭ್ಯೇತ್ಯ ಚಂಡಿಕಾಂ ಶಿರಶ್ಚಂಡಸ್ಯ ಕಾಲೀ ಚ ಗೃಹೀತ್ವಾ ಮುಂಡಮೇವ ಚ ராக பிரச்சண்டாட்டகாசமம் பிராக பிரச்சண்டாட்டகாசமிஸ்ரமபேத்ய சண்டிகாம் பிராக பிரச்சண்டாட்டகாசமிஸ்ரமபேத்ய சண்டிகாம் ஓகே தென் தேர் ஆஃப்டர் காலீச்ச அண்ட் காலிகா தேவி ஆல்சோ சண்டஸ்ய மௌண்டமேவச்ச சண்டஸ்ய முண்டஞ்ச மீன்ஸ் சிரஹா கிரஹீத்வா தேவி ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் டேக்கன் தி ஹெட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சண்டா அண்ட் முண்டா சி காளி தேவி ஹேவிங் டேக்கன் தி ஹெட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சண்டா அண்ட் முண்டா சண்டஸ்ய மௌண்டம் மீன்ஸ் முண்டஸ்ய ச ஷிரஹா கிரஹீத்வா ஹேவிங் டேக்கன் தி ஹெட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சண்டா அண்ட் முண்டா சண்டிகாம் அபியேத்ய ஹேவிங் கம் டு அபியேத்ய ஹேவிங் கம் டு சண்டிகா சண்டிகா தேவி பிரச்சண்ட அட்டகாச மிஸ்ரம் பிரச்சண்ட வெரி ஹைலி frightening laughter அட்டஹாச மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஷோட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி அட்டஹாச வாட் இஸ் அட்டஹாச உறக்கச் சிரித்தல் ஓகே பிரச்சண்ட அட்டஹாச மிஸ்ரம் வித் அ வெரி ஹைலி ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் பிக் லாஃப்டர் பிராக செட் ஹூ காளிகா தேவி கேம் டு சண்டிகா தேவி When Kalika Devi came to Chandika Devi, how did she come? Taking the heads of Chanda and Munda. And she, Kalika Devi, having taken the heads of Chanda and Munda, coming to Chandika Devi, and with a very, very highly frightening, loud laughter, she said, பிரச்சண்ட அட்டகாசம் மிஸ்ரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் சிரிப்புடன் கலந்து சொன்னாள் பிராக ஷீ ஸ்போக் வாட் டிட் திஸ் காளி சே டு சண்டிகா லெட் அஸ் ரீட் மயா தவாத்ரோபஹ்ருதௌ சண்டமுண்டௌ மகாபசு சண்டமுண்டௌ மகாபசு யுத்தயஜ்ஞே ஸ்வயம் சும்பம் நிஷும்பஞ்சஹ நிஷ்யசி மயா தவாத்ரோபஹ்ருதௌ சண்டமுண்டௌ மகாபசு யுத்தயஜ்ஞே ஸ்வயம் சும்பம் நிஷும்பஞ்சஹ நிஷ்யசி No, this Kalika tells Chandika, Atra, here, in this place, Maya, by me, Tava, for you, Chanda Mundau, Upahrutau. Upahrutau means what? They have been grabbed and brought. Upahrutau means they have been grabbed, who Chanda and Munda have been grabbed and brought, that is implied, grabbed and brought, and who are the Chanda and Munda? He says Mahapashu. Pashu singular, Pashu dual. Mahapashu means big, great beasts, two beasts. Chanda and Munda are the Shumba, and the Chanda and Munda are beasts. Therefore, and where I brought them to you in this ritual of battle, Yuddha Yajnaha. See, Brahma Yajnaha we say, Yuddha Yajnaha, Jnana Yajnaha. Every action is a yajna, worship only. When you do it for dharma, it becomes a worship. Like how Jnana Yajnaha, that's a Yuddha Yajnaha. In this battle of in this ritual of battle, Mahapashu, the great beasts, Shumba and Nishumba, Swayam Hanishyasi. Because now she brought Chanda and Munda sets. So now she is telling this Kalika Devi, who brought the heads of Chanda and Munda, she tells, Maya Tat Atava Chanda Munda Upakhritav. See, Devi, these heads of Chanda and Munda, they have been brought. Upakhritav, they have been grabbed and brought here. Okay, in this brought from brought in this ritual of battle. Now, so what? Now we have still Shumba and Nishumba. Now she says, Mahapashu, the great two other great beasts. Who are they? Shumba and Nishumba. Swayam Hanishyasi. No? Swayam Hanishyasi. You will yourself kill them. I brought Chanda and Munda to you in this ritual of battle. Means I brought them from this ritual of battle. Now the two other beasts, Shumba and Nishumba, and you will kill them yourself. Mahapashu, two great beasts. Shumbam Nishumbam. Mahapashu Shumbam Nishumbam cha Swayam Hanishyasi. You will kill yourself. Okay. Rishiruvacha. See, he said, how Dhumralochana, Chanda, Munda, all of them have gone. He will send again Raktabija. Finally, Shumba Nishumba will go last. Rishiruvacha. Tava nitau tato drishtva chanda mundau mahasurau. Tava nitau tato drishtva chanda mundau mahasurau. Uvacha kalim kalyani lalitam chandika vachaha. Now Rishi is telling, don't forget the conversation between Kalika Devi, Chandika Devi, over. Okay, now Rishi is telling, Tava nitau tato drishtva chanda mundau mahasurau. Vacha kalim kalyani lalitam chandika vachaha. He's saying, Tau anitau, Tava nitau ayavayava sandhihi. Tau anitau means they both have been brought. Tau, they both. Anitau have been brought. Tataha, then, Tau Anitau, Drishtva, who Kalyani Chandika, this Chandika Devi is glorified as Kalyani. So Chandika Devi, who brings auspiciousness to all, okay, the bestower of auspiciousness, the Chandika Devi, the bestower of auspiciousness, Kalyani Chandika, Tataha, then, Tau Chandamundau Mahasurau, Anitau Drishtva, having seen Chanda and Munda being brought, having seen Chanda and Munda having been brought, Kalim Lalitam Vachaha Uvacha. She spoke to Kalika Devi. She spoke sweet words to Kalika Devi. Something has to happen. Only then people will be pleased. Okay. Chandika Devi was pleased with Kalika Devi. So Kalim Lalitam Vachaha Uvacha. So Chandika Devi spoke sweet words or sweetly. Lalitam, you can take it as adverb also. Lalitam Vachaha Uvacha. I mean, she spoke sweet words or she spoke sweetly. she uttered these words sweetly, or she spoke sweet words to Kalika Devi, having seen this Chanda, having seen the Chanda and Munda being brought there, she spoke sweet words. Who spoke sweet words? Kalyani Chandika. So the bestower of auspiciousness, the Chandika Devi, the bestower of auspiciousness, having seen the Chandamunda's heads being brought there, she spoke sweetly to Kalika Devi, or she spoke sweet words to Kalika Devi. Tataha Kalyani Chandika Tau Chandamundau Anitau Drishtva.
Swamini, when you say Kali here, is Saraswati means, is it?
No, Kalika generally one of the aspects of Devi. See, when you see Devi as a destructive time factor in this context. Or Kalamaha. முடிவை கொண்டு வருகின்ற காலமாக இருக்கின்ற சக்தி. சி தேவி பர்சானிஃபைட் ஆஸ் தி டிஸ்ட்ரக்டிவ் பவர், டிஸ்ட்ரக்டிவ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர். சி டைம் ஃபேக்டர் ஆல்சோ குட் திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, எவ்ரி திங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் இன் டைம். சோ விச் டைம் ஃபேக்டர்? கிரியேட்டிவ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர், ப்ரொடக்டிவ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர், டிஸ்ட்ரக்டிவ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர், ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ் டைம் ஃபேக்டர், பிளெஸிங் டைம் ஃபேக்டர். Yeah, this is actually the frightening on the left, destructive time factor. So Devi, her own aspect. So her own aspect went killed and the time brought it. So this Chandika Devi, having seen these two demons being brought here, and she spoke sweet words to her.
But all this time we were thinking that Kali and Chandika were both same, Swamini.
Same only. From her own aspect goes. Yeah, of course. See, Kali is the Chandika only. Kali is Chandika.
But how
Chandika
can
is
be...
Chandika is not Kali. Kali is Chandika. One of the aspects of Devi. Kali.
How there can be a conversation between two aspects?
Yeah, when two is possible. One and only one is there, speaking is not possible. Two are there, speaking is possible.
Don't you ever talk to yourself, Prabhu?
Saliluki. Okay. Yasma chandan chamun. Don't worry, we will cover this and I'll cover it later. Yasma chandan chamundan cha. See, you must remember how one aspect came out of them, but Devi was there on the hill, and from her eyes something came out, emerged. You forgot. I think you missed the last 2-3 classes. Anyway, don't worry. Now do you all remember this? Devi was sitting on the top of the hill, and from her eyes Devi came out.
Yes, yeah. Swami.
Yeah,
it's just like a Prabhuji in the aspect of a happy mood and the same Prabhuji in an angry mood. Two aspects, but same person.
Yeah, no, here, so the angry Prabhu talks to the happy Prabhu.
I don't have time here. Please wait. I have to go. I have to rush. Listen, what I'm saying, the story presented, Devi was sitting when Chanda and Munda came, she was on the top of the hill. Remember that? And then the story presented from her, and see, when she saw them from herself, one another form emerged. It was mentioned. I don't know whether you remember all if you remember or not. The problem is, when we were having story regularly, it was nice. We had break, lot of breaks. That's why you're not remembering the story. Do you remember, all of you remember now? Devi emerged. That Devi emerged, Devi is different. So she came. And she killed and she has taken back Chanda and Munda. Because she didn't want to go herself, Chanda and Munda, you see. Some censor assistant to kill these little fellows. And that Devi brings this Chanda and Munda's heads, and she is telling, come on, you will kill Shubha and Nishubha yourself. Now Rishi is telling that. We saw Rishi was, so Chandika was very pleased now. Next, Yasma one verse definitely. Yasma chandancha mundancha grihitva tumupagata chamundeti tato loke khyata devi bhavishyasi. Now Chandika Devi is telling Kali Devi, yasmat, due to the reason that tvam upagata, you have come holding Chanda and Munda. So you have come holding Chanda Munda's heads here. Hereafter, loke tatataha, due to that reason, loke in the world, Chamunda iti, Chamunda Devi iti, khyata bhavishyasi, you will become well known. Khyata means well known. Bhavishyasi, you will become. Ni avai. You will become known, khyata, you will become well known as Chamunda Devi. So, Devi, Chandika Devi is telling Kali Devi what? Because you brought this, you holding these Chandamunda's heads, you have come here. Hereafter, you will be known, well known as Chamunda Devi. Kali alone is given the title of Chamunda Devi. Chamunda iti loke khyata bhavishyasi. Chamunda Devi iti loke khyata bhavishyasi. You will become well known as Chamunda Devi hereafter in the world. Why? Because you brought Chanda and Munda here. Because of that reason, you will be known as Chamunda Devi. Yasmatu yenda karanathinal. That's the main. Yasmat means due to that reason. That you, due to the reason that grihitva tvam upagata, you have come here holding the heads of Chanda and Munda. Tataha, therefore, Chamunda Devi iti loke khyata bhavishyasi. You will be well known in the world as Chamunda Devi. Yasma chandancha mundancha grihitva tvamupagata chamundeti tato loke khyata devi bhavishyasi. Chamunda devi iti loke khyata bhavishyasi. Chamunda devi endru ulahil neer அறியப்படுபவளாக ஆவாய், புகழ்பெற்றவளாக விளங்குவாய் ஆவாய். ஓம் இதி ஸ்ரீ மார்க்கண்டேய புராணே சாவர்ணிகே மன்வந்திரே தேவி மகாத்மே சண்டமுண்டயோர் சண்டமுண்டோ நாம சப்தமோத்யாய. அப்பாடி, சண்டமுண்டவர் நாட் கோயிங் டு கோ ஃப்ரம் அஸ். See, it is not obstruction. The Chanda Munda difficult for us to resolve. That is why so many obstacles. Somehow the way Devi blessed us to kill them. No, Chanda Munda had to be killed. Two is escaped. Because of a lot of reasons. So thank God. Thanks to Devi. And I'll stop today because I need to little have a small nap because I didn't sleep last night much. So, Ashtam Adhyayaha will start next class fresh. It's all right. I'll be more fresh. I'm very sleepy now. And also I need to rest before for the next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.